Well, hello again. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth, and I welcome you back to our study in the Word of God of the letter G, the second study in the ABCs of Christian Growth of the letter G, the Gospel. I welcome you back, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us, and thank you for being faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and to our Lord and our God and to His Word. Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to get back into our study of the gospel. We had the introduction and about an hour's long class on our very first one, with the last one we went over. And we discussed, just to recap just a little bit, we went over a couple dictionaries defining what gospel actually means. And we used the whole first class to try to really nail down what gospel means. Not the gospel, but gospel. What is the definition of gospel? And we went over that. And we found out that the definition of a God, we went over some, and even listened to some fellows that told us what they thought. Remember Gilbert Beebe and Jeremiah Burroughs and J. Hampton Kethley, I believe his name was, and we even talked about I heard from George Eldon Ladd and Martin Luther and William Tyndale described to us what the gospel or what the gospel in their description of the gospel was. Okay, but they went in and they were talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and of course that is absolutely correct, and it is the summation of the gospel in the scriptures. But they went over and they were talking about the gospel, but in their description of the gospel, of what they described as the Bible speaking of the gospel and what the gospel is, they gave the description as the Lord Jesus Christ, but in that description, they defined the word, remember? Signifieth good, merry, glad, and joyful tidings that make a man's heart glad and make him sing and dance and leap for joy. That's gospel. That's gospel. It's good news. It's good, glad, and joyful tidings. Good and joyful news. A good and joyful message. Good news, joyful message. That is the definition of gospel, and we established that in our first class. And that's where we get to take off today and actually get into the scriptures and find out what the gospels are. Are there more than one gospel? Well, we kind of hinted at that on while we were closing out our first study, and yes, there is. There are 10 gospels that are given in the New Testament, And during our class today, that's what we're going to try to just primarily stay on and try to and get this in our mind behind the definition of gospel. Now that we know what definition of gospel is, whatever we're talking about as being the gospel, we know that the gospel is giving us the information that it is good news. That it is good, glad, and joyful tidings, good and joyful news, a good and joyful message about whatever it's talking about. You see that thing? Okay, so let's get on into our message today, or our study today. And I welcome you. I hope that all is well with you. And I hope that you're fighting a good fight of faith. I know that that if you're on purpose and you're coming to these studies and you're studying the Word of God on purpose, that you are indeed disciplining yourself and perhaps even suffering for the cause of Christ and for the testimony of the Word of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God bless you for that. And don't you fret that. Don't you feel as if you've done something wrong, because we do suffer for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus. And that's a good thing. The Bible tells us. Now, I hadn't figured that out the way Paul talks about it. He says to rejoice and be glad and be joyful, exceeding joy, if you suffer. And Peter said that also, if you suffer for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus. And I ain't got that one down yet. I don't like suffering. But if you're going to, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus. And now get this, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus. There are many that do not live godly. There are many that are in Christ, but they're not living godly. And that's the difference. The Bible says, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, shall suffer. Okay, so don't worry about it. We're going to study. We're going to honor the Lord. We're going to find out what these ten gospels are today, and we're going to enjoy it and love the Lord and love His Word and go believing and believe what the Bible says. So there are 10 gospels that are given in the New Testament, and they are as follows. The first four are what we talked about whenever the men that in our first lesson were describing, and they brought it up several times, are the four first books of your New Testament in your Bible. And that is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And they are referred as four gospel accounts. They are the gospels. They are gospel. Mark, the gospel of Matthew, the gospel of Mark, the gospel of Luke, the gospel of John. They are gospels, and they are spoken of as gospels, and they are gospels. What? Good news. Joyful message. Good news. Good, glad, and joyful tidings. Good and joyful news. A good and joyful message. And all four of those books run parallel with one another. It's four different accounts with four different writers, with four different personalities, telling the same story, telling the same gospel, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But also there's much, much more in those gospels that we learn as we go through the ABCs of Christian growth and get a little more in depth and rightly dividing the word of truth, which we won't go into now. We're going to stick to the gospels. But the first four gospels out of the 10 are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the books themselves, the gospel accounts of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it actually has the virgin birth and the resurrection, the crucifixion, all the things having to do with the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel. The gospel. All right, moving right along. That's not all. Number five. Gospel number five in the scripture is referred to as the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. Now let me read you some scripture, so there's no sense in doing this if we're not going to go over the word of God. But the gospel of the kingdom, listen to this. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35 says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages. Now this is some of the stuff that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John brought up in their gospel accounts of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is in Matthew 9:35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew also, in chapter 24 and verse 14, says, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Of course, we're not going to get into dispensations and things like that right now, but talking about the then shall the end come, that tells you what the Lord's talking about and what time He's talking about that this gospel is going to be preached. Okay. All right, 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 16 says, and thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. Okay? Well, we know that Jesus' throne is not established forever right now, and that is referred to as the gospel of the kingdom. And the kingdom of Jesus, when He came, He done two things. He came for two different reasons. He came for one specific reason, and that was to come to the Jewish nation and to offer them the kingdom. And if they would have accepted it, He would have taken the throne right then, and He would have set up His kingdom. And that's the gospel of the kingdom that the Lord's talking about. But they refused Him. They rejected him many times in the accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and even into the book of Acts. And that's what takes us, that's why the Lord shut them down for a little while. The Jews are blinded, and the Jewish nation, Israel, because they rejected and crucified their Messiah, and they rejected the gospel of the kingdom. That's what Jesus was preaching to the Jews while he was here, physically, in the body, and he was trying to bring in and offer the Israel the gospel of the kingdom, but they refused him. They were looking for the Messiah, but they wasn't looking for no Jewish young man that was born of fornication and all this blah-bitty-blah stuff that they accused him of and all this, and they rejected him completely. And they went about their traditions of men, and they rejected the truth, and they rejected Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, but they rejected him. And so did the Gentiles, Pilate and all them, and they crucified him, and they killed him. But little do they know that he was God in the flesh, and he had a plan, and that plan carried out perfectly. But that, when we're talking about the fifth gospel, we're talking about the gospel of the kingdom, and that is the gospel that was presented to Israel, that if they would accept him as Savior, somehow the Lord would have worked out all the prophecy right then, and he would have been crucified, he would have died for man, and he would have taken the throne, and he would have been king, and set up the kingdom right then. But when they refused him, and they rejected him, he set them aside, and he had the Apostle Paul come in the book of Acts and start out with the Gentiles and go to the Gentiles, and that's us. That's us, and we lucked out in that. The Lord's been very kind to us. Daniel chapter 2, and I'm still on this fifth gospel, the gospel of the kingdom. This is not the gospel that you're saved by. This is not the gospel that, and we'll get into that. It's coming in just a few minutes, but this is not the gospel account that you are saved by. There are many people out there that are preaching the gospel of the kingdom and that being our salvation and how we're saved. That is not true. That is not what the Bible teaches. This is a different gospel. This is a gospel that the Lord offered to Israel, and they rejected and refused him, and it's going to come at a later date. And that's the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes and makes war and wipes out the Antichrist and everything else. Then Israel will turn to him and accept the gospel of the kingdom, and the Lord will come and set the kingdom up. Okay, but it's been delayed so far 2,000 years or more, and it's because they rejected him. But that's in the gospel of the kingdom. In Daniel chapter 2, listen to this, and what I've read to you so far, talking about in 2 Samuel, and thine house, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom, and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. That's the gospel of the kingdom. Okay, but it's not established because they rejected him, and they rejected the kingdom that he offered them. So they killed him and put him to death. And then he resurrected, and now the gospel, we'll get into that in just a minute, has changed, and we get in on the deal. And the gospel of the kingdom will come later. Will come later. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44 through 45 says, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Well, that hadn't come yet, has it? And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain, we know who that's talking about, without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron and the brass and the clay and the silver, these are all kingdoms that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to destroy, and gold, and the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. This is a prophecy of Daniel. And he's talking about the kingdom. He's talking about the gospel of the kingdom. But this kingdom does not exist right now. The Lord came and he offered it, and they refused it. Actually, during Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, the four gospel accounts, and what we read in there, and the truths, and then into the book of Acts and through the book of Acts, there are two gospels that are going on there. And we're going to talk about the second one in just a minute. But the first one was the gospel of the kingdom. When Jesus was walking around preaching, and he was preaching to the Jews, and he was talking to the Jews, and he was telling them the gospel of the kingdom is here. This is the gospel of the kingdom. You need to accept me and believe on me and the gospel of the kingdom. But they didn't. They didn't. And he was offering it to them. And they didn't. They refused him and they murdered him. All right? Acts chapter 20 and verse 20. Let me make sure I'm in the right place here. No, not that yet. Okay, 2 Samuel. No, Daniel was the last one I wanted to read. That's what I wanted to read. Okay, so let's recap. Gospels number 1 through 4. All right, there are 10 gospels that are given in the New Testament. What is a gospel? Well, a gospel is good news. It's good, glad, and joyful tidings. Good and joyful news. A good and joyful message. Good news, joyful message. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John do have good news. Good news. They are gospels. They are gospel accounts. Okay, the fifth one is the gospel of the kingdom. That was the good news that the Lord Jesus Christ was bringing to the nation of Israel, the gospel of the kingdom. That he was coming and what the Lord promised was that he was going to set up a kingdom and they were going to get Palestine. They were going to get the land that God promised Abraham and everything was going to be good. It was going to be joyful and there's good news and that was good news. But the problem was they rejected it. And they killed the Son of God and murdered him. And he resurrected, he was buried and resurrected the third day. And because they rejected him, he recruited the Apostle Paul and gave a new gospel and the New Testament. And that's our gospel number 6. It's the gospel that the Apostle Paul preached, which we are saved by. Now, this is the gospel that you should be familiar with. This is the gospel that applies to you in this dispensation. The gospel of the grace of God. The gospel of the grace of God. Jesus Christ came, offered the gospel of the kingdom to Israel. They rejected it, and that put that gospel on the back burner for a while. And he shut down Israel as far as knowing anything about him, and he went to the Gentiles, and he done it through the Apostle Paul. The gospel of the grace of God, the New Testament. The Bible says, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, the Apostle Paul talking in the book of Acts, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus. He got it officially from the Lord Jesus after the crucifixion, after the resurrection, and after the ascension. The Lord Jesus met him on the road and gave him his orders. I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God, which is the gospel that we are saved by. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The gospel of the grace of God. It's no longer a works gospel. It's grace. It's grace through faith. Through faith. And that's how we are saved. We read the Word of God about the Son of God that died for us and the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe on it. And we are born again freely. A gift. Not works. We don't do anything to get it. All we do is believe and accept what the Lord says as being true about His Son. All right. The gospel of the grace of God. That's number six. All right, here's some more scripture. 1 Corinthians, and if you want to know what really defines the gospel of our day, us, the gospel of the grace of God, this is what defines it right here. If somebody asks you, what is the gospel, this is where you want to go as far as telling them what the gospel of this present age is. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4, is our gospel. Listen to what it says. This is the Apostle Paul again. Apostle Paul is the one that you're supposed to be following right now. He is the one that the Lord has given us to follow as far as the truths that came from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There's a lot of transitioning going on, and we're not going to get into that right now, but we will later, some of it. From Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where the Lord Jesus Christ was here for 3.5 years offering the gospel of the kingdom to the Jews, and when they refused it, everything transitioned and moved over through the book of Acts into the gospel of the grace of God, and Jesus used the Apostle Paul to give us our scripture having to do with that gospel. And he's the one that tells us all the truths having to do with this number six gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4 says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, and we do." If you're saved, you believed on this gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You accepted it by faith, and you were born again. That's what Jesus said. You must be born again. Remember that? Okay, and here's what else he says. "Wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved." Did you get that? You say, how did I get saved? "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved." Now see, the gospel of the kingdom did not save people like this gospel does. The gospel of the kingdom was specifically for the Jews, Israel. It was not for the Gentiles. Okay, you see that difference? All right, not getting too any farther into that, but "by which ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain," which we didn't believe in vain. We believed what he said. All right, "for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received." Okay, he says, you get the gospel. He said, this is that you received it, and that's where you stand, and this is how you were saved. Okay, but here's the description of what it is. "First of all, that which I also received," he said he got it from Jesus, "for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Did you get that? That's it in a nutshell, brothers and sisters. That's the gospel of the grace of God. No more, no less. That's it. He said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received." He said, Jesus gave it to me, said, this is how people are going to get saved, and I give it to you. And he did. And we got it. And we got saved, didn't we? "First of all, that which I also received." What did you receive, Paul? "How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." There's the gospel. The gospel of the grace of God. Gospel number six. That is in this age, this dispensation, the gospel, the dispensation of grace. No works. You don't have to work for anything. You can't work for it. God will not accept anything good that you think is good enough to be saved. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. Jesus said he died, he was buried, he rose again. The Scriptures tell us that. We believe on it. We accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and believe the gospel of the grace of God. And God promises us eternal life. God the Holy Ghost comes in and dwells in our bodies. And we are the temple of God. And we are adopted into the body of Christ. And all the good, wonderful, joyful gospel things. What do you mean, gospel things? The good news, the joyful message, the glad, the glad tidings and the good and joyful message of what? That we're born again, that we've been saved, that salvation has taken place, that we have God's promise of eternal life, and we've been adopted, we've been redeemed, we've been regenerated, and all the things that come with salvation. About what Paul talks about in his gospel, in the New Testament, the New Covenant. He got rid of the old one, and or put that aside, and established a New Testament. And that's the gospel of the grace of God. All right? So there's gospel number 6. All right? And that's the one that we have. Okay, let me read you a few. Let me see where I'm at. Okay. All right, so let's move on. That's not all. So what? Let's recap real quick. Gospels number 1 through 4, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four gospel accounts. Gospel number 5 is the gospel of the kingdom. We know what that is. And that is not at this time. It's not meant for this time. It has been set aside. And it's not until in the future, after the tribulation, and when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, at the second advent, and then the gospel of the kingdom will be established then. Gospel number 6, the Apostle Paul preached it in the book of Acts, the New Testament, the gospel of the grace of God. That's us. That's where we get in. Okay? And that's what's going on right this very second, in this dispensation, at this time, until the rapture. When the rapture takes place, things are going to change. Things are going to change. And the gospel of the grace of God goes away. Goes away. And things change. But that's another lesson at another time. Gospel number 7. Gospel number 7, it involves the entire body of sound doctrine which the Apostle Paul committed to the church, which Paul called my gospel. In other words, when things changed and went from the gospel of the kingdom where Jesus was offering it to Israel and they rejected it and they murdered him, then he died, was buried, resurrected, and then got the Apostle Paul to preach the New Testament, the new gospel, okay, there came a lot of different stuff having to do with grace rather than being under the law and commandments. So now we're under grace. We're not under the law. Well, there's a whole bunch involved in that, and that's what all of the Pauline epistles are about, is telling you all the new stuff, the new things, the new covenant, all the new things having to do with grace and not works and not commandments, but grace. And Paul put it all together, and this is what he calls in a package, my gospel. My gospel. Okay? So not only is it the gospel of the grace of God that Paul preached that saves us in this dispensation, but gospel number 7 is the whole package of sound doctrine that has nothing to do with the commandments anymore and being under the law, but it's all grace and it's all to the church, the body of Christ, the bride that we are. All the saved people that have accepted Christ under the gospel of grace of God. You see that thing? Okay, and it's called my gospel. Listen to what Romans chapter 2 and verse 16 says. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel, according to all the New Testament stuff, where Jesus came and died, was buried and resurrected, and you are born again by grace through faith, and then you serve the Lord in the body of Christ, and then comes the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, which has nothing to do with going to heaven or hell. It's got to do with how you serve Jesus Christ in the body of Christ while he was dwelling in you, while you were in the body on this earth, doing things for the Lord right this very second, like you are right this very second. You're going to have rewards for studying God's word like you're doing this very second at the judgment seat of Christ. And that is part of the whole sound doctrine package having to do with the New Testament, gospel number 7, which Paul called my gospel. The whole package in the New Testament that Paul talks about in 14 different books of his. And in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. My gospel. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 10 and 11 says, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. He's talking about the whole package, see? Talking about the whole package. The seventh gospel that the Bible tells us about and teaches about is the entire body of sound doctrine that the Apostle Paul committed to the church. He began to teach us and teach us what God, what the Lord Jesus Christ wanted us to know, rather than telling us, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, which was under the law in the Old Testament. He began to tell us, this is what the new rules are under grace. Under grace. And that's called my gospel. All right, here's another scripture that I want to read concerning that. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 1 through 7. Listen to what Paul said. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. Did you get that? You Gentiles. Jesus, when he came with the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, was to the Jews, not the Gentiles. When he ascended and he met Paul on the road to Damascus and gave him orders of what he was going to do and write most of your New Testament and tell us what the gospel of the grace of God was all about now, he wrote to the Gentiles. Well, he wrote it to Jews and Gentiles because Jews and Gentiles are all in the same body now. If a Jewish person today gets saved and believes on Jesus Christ, they are saved under the gospel of grace of God, and they are adopted into the same body that you are adopted in as a Gentile. There's no difference. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him during this dispensation. You see that thing? Okay. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. And that's what we're talking about right now. As I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. This is a New Testament. This is a mystery that was hidden before, and now it's been revealed. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. You see that thing? Simple stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay? So that's the gospel. Gospel number 7, which is the, what is it? The entire body of sound doctrine which the Apostle Paul committed to the church. Not to the Jews, not to the commandments, not to the law, the gospel of the grace of God in this dispensation to the body of Christ, which is the church. Which is the church. Okay, moving along. Gospel number eight. There is this gospel, and it's to the children of Israel when they were on the verge of entering the promised land. This is back in the Old Testament. Okay, it was the good news that God would give them the land by military conquest. That was during Moses' time and Joshua's time. And it was promised to Abraham, and it's still promised to Israel. But they're not going to get it right now because they messed up and rejected the king that was going to be king over it. Okay? It is spoken of as the gospel preached. That's another gospel. That's gospel number eight. It's called the gospel preached. Now let's look at some scripture. Numbers chapter 13 and verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." You remember that. But what did they do? They said no, and they almost wanted to kill Caleb and kill Joshua for that, because they had 10 other guys standing there telling them, "Nah, they're going to kill us. But God said, "Go get the land." But they disobeyed God. All right, Numbers chapter 14, verse 6 through 9. Listen to this. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." That's what Joshua and Caleb was telling the people. But did they listen? No, they did not. They did not. So therefore, what did God do? He made them stay right there, and a whole generation of people die off before he would let them go into the land. But this is the gospel preached. The good news that God was going to give them this piece of land, and it's still valid today, and they're going to get it, but they're not going to get it now. And guess what? What's the whole world fighting over? What piece of land is the entire world fighting over and been fighting over and fighting over and fighting over and fighting over? And what people is it? Is that the entire world and the people of the world are trying to keep out of this land? Israel. And where? Israel. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? That's real, folks. That's real. You know why it's real? Because it's true, and the Bible taught you that. Okay, listen to this in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. "For unto us was the gospel preached." All right? "As well as unto them," talking about what we just read, to Israel, about let's go get them, Joshua and Caleb, let's go get it. "For unto us was the gospel preached," good news preached, "as well as unto them," talking about that was good news, let's go get the land, God promised it. "But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." In other words, all Israel heard the message. They heard it, but they didn't exercise no faith and believe God and that God would give it to them. So they didn't pass over. They didn't go get it. And they said, "No, God can't give us that land, and we're scared." So God killed every one of them, let them die off right there, and they didn't get the land. And they still hadn't got it. And they're not going to get it until Jesus comes. Until Jesus comes. So you see that? That was called the gospel preached. That's gospel number eight. Gospel number eight. All right? And here's gospel number nine. Gospel number nine. This is the gospel that Jesus preached to the Old Testament saints in paradise. In paradise. When Jesus died and he descended. Paradise was down there with hell across a gulf, remember? It was that Christ took away the sins and the Old Testament sacrifices could not. This was the gospel, it's called the gospel, that Jesus preached to the Old Testament saints in paradise. He went down there, remember, and it said he preached, and he did. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, For this cause was the gospel preached, also, get this now, also to them that are dead. Well, it didn't mean dead that they didn't exist or couldn't. It means that they had left their body and went to paradise. All right? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. And, of course, we know that when the Lord left there, that he took paradise, and now that his blood sacrifice had been made, sins could be complete. They were not only forgiven, but they could be taken out of the way, and that people could go to heaven now, actually go to physical heaven. So paradise was taken out of there, and it was taken. Now you read in Revelation where paradise is where God dwells, up there. And that's where all the Old Testament saints are. They're up there with the Lord now. So you see, gospel number nine. Gospel number nine is the gospel that Jesus preached to the Old Testament saints in paradise. It was that Christ took away the sins, not only forgive them, but they couldn't be taken away. There had to be blood to pay for them. There had to be a blood, a right, legitimate blood sacrifice that was clean and holy that could be offered to as propitiation to the Father, that the Father would be pleased with and he would accept. That didn't exist. If people in the Old Testament died obeying God, they went to paradise. If they died disobeying God, they went to hell. Okay? But as soon as Jesus died, he went down there and preached that Christ paid the penalty and now their sins could be completely taken away, and they could go to heaven. You see that? And the Old Testament sacrifices, which the Old Testament sacrifices could not do. Christ took away the sins that the Old Testament sacrifices could not do. That was preached by the Lord to them, to the Old Testament saints in paradise, which is gospel number nine, called the gospel. Okay? All right? And then finally, gospel number 10. Gospel number 10. And this takes place at the end of the tribulation. An angel, you read, preaches it, and he flies through heaven with the everlasting gospel that God will save any Gentile who will worship him as the Creator. Who will worship him as the Creator. This is the everlasting gospel. This is not the gospel of the grace of God. It's not like it. And it is not the gospel of the grace of God, whereby me and you and I have been saved and born again and believe, and that exists right now, at this time, right here, right now. This is a future gospel that is going to come about at the end of the tribulation, and an angel preaches it. It's called the everlasting gospel, that God will save any Gentile who will worship him as Creator. Revelation chapter 14 and 14 chapter 6 and 7. It says, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give him glory, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." That is the good news. That is the the good news, it's the joyful message, it's the glad tidings of the tribulation, at the tribulation time, the everlasting gospel, and it's at the end of the tribulation that the angel preaches this and offers this gospel to all kindred, nations, tongues, and people. And if they will worship the Lord and worship Him as the Creator, then they will be saved. Okay? All right, so you see the difference in these Gospels? I mean, we're not going to get into all that right now, but there are a lot of people say that all salvation is the same and all the Gospel is all the same. And no, it's not. No, it's not. I mean, we've been over 10 of them so far, and none of them are alike. You see that thing? Okay, so you got to believe what the book says. You got to believe what the Bible says. And you got to go by what the Bible says. You don't, we don't adjust our, the Bible to our thinking. We adjust our thinking to what the Bible says. And that's what it says. And what's wrong with that? I mean, it's true. And if God wants to do things His way, He does them His way. And we just say, yes, Lord. That's what we do. All right. Now, to finish this out, I want to just explain something to you here right quick. Concerning the gospel of the grace of God, number 6, that was the one that we talked about, that whereby we are saved, remember? And the Apostle Paul preached it. He was given it by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself personally. It was a mystery, and nobody knew nothing about it, not even the angels, not principalities and powers. Nobody knew anything about the Lord's plan through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, knew nothing about it. Not even the apostles knew the complete story about it. They walked around with the Son of God Himself, and they didn't know the finished product yet until the Apostle Paul come along. You see? So, I mean, this was a process. It was something that was unfolding. When you started with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you had the gospel of the kingdom going on when Jesus was here, and it started transforming and transforming over into the book of Acts, and then here comes Paul, and it turns into the gospel of the grace of God, and things change. Things change. You see? So, but concerning the gospel of the grace of God, the one that we're under right now, or not under, but the one that we have the honor of being part of right now, there are two additional gospels mentioned in Galatians chapter 2, verse 7. But they are not, they are additional only, and I'll explain this to you, only because they are referring to specific Jews. They are, the gospel of the grace of God comes in two different parts, and the reason it does is not, don't get this confused, let me explain it, all right? The gospel of the grace of God and these two additional gospels are not actually different gospels. Both of these Gospels are the Gospel of the grace of God. It's just that one of them was to the circumcision, because Peter went to the circumcision. What's the circumcision? That's the Jewish people. Okay, so Peter preached the Gospel of the grace of God to the Jews, the circumcision, and Paul preached the Gospel of the grace of God to the uncircumcision, which is us. The Gentiles. But both of them were the same message as soon as Paul got it from the Lord Jesus Christ and revealed the mystery, and Peter found out about it, and everybody else found out about it. Peter went to the Jews, and Paul went to the Gentiles. But it was the gospel of the grace of God, the same gospel that was being preached to all people, Jews and Gentiles. But it's talked about in the scriptures as gospel, the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the uncircumcision. But it's the same gospel. It's just preached to two different people by two different people. You see that thing? Okay, so there's nothing to be confused about it at all. Let me read the scriptures and you'll see. There are two additional gospels mentioned in Galatians chapter 2, verse 7. Let me read that. But contrarywise, this is Apostle Paul talking, but contrarywise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. You see, same gospel, it's just who's preaching it and who to. You see that thing? Gospel of the uncircumcision was to the Gentiles, that's us, all right? And the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. Peter took the new mystery, the death, burial, and resurrection, saved by grace through faith, to the Jews. Whether they accepted it or not, it was to the circumcision. And that's what the Jews are called, the circumcision. And the Gentiles are called the uncircumcised, or the uncircumcision. You see that? Okay, so we see, but contrary-wise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, Paul, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, okay, so we see two different people preaching the same thing to two different groups, all right? That's the two gospels that are different or additional, but they're not actually additional as in different. They're additional because they're mentioned as circumcision and uncircumcision. Okay, that's the only thing. They are not different like the 10 listed that we just been over. They are the same gospel. All the apostles agreed that the gospel was to be that should be preached to both Jews and Gentiles. You see that? When they all got together and they found out what the Apostle Paul was actually bringing up from the Lord Jesus Christ, they all had a meeting in Acts chapter 15, verse 2. Let me read that to you. And therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. It was questions that the Gentiles were having about being saved, and the Jews were telling them, you got to do this and you got to do that under the law and stuff like that. And they were asking questions. So they had a big meeting about it to find out what was going to be. All right. It was the gospel of the grace of God that was being talked about, and they had the meeting about, that Paul preached his entire ministry that we mentioned above in gospel number 6. Now, the gospel of the uncircumcision was the gospel Paul preached to the Gentiles. Romans chapter 15, verse 16, listen to this. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. So Paul preached the gospel of the grace of God, which was the gospel of the uncircumcision. Same gospel, just to a different people, which was Gentiles, which were called uncircumcision, was the gospel Paul preached to the Gentiles. All right? The gospel of the circumcision was the same gospel which was preached by Peter, James, and John to the Jews. Listen to Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. And when James, Cephas, that's Peter, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived that the grace that was given unto me, talking about Paul, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship that we should go unto the heathen, which was the Gentiles at the time, that's what the Jews called them, was heathen, and they, James, Peter, and John, would go to the circumcision and preach the same gospel, the gospel of the grace of God, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Scriptures. Remember we read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4? That's the gospel. That's us. All right? The gospel of the circumcision was the same gospel which was preached by Peter, James, and John to the Jews. Galatians chapter 2, verse 9, which I just read you. Now, both the gospel of the uncircumcision and circumcision were the same gospel message, which was the gospel of the grace of God, which is the present gospel, which anyone and everyone is saved in this church age, in this dispensation. That's what we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. Do you remember that? All right. All right, so that's it. 10 Gospels. We read them. We went into the Scriptures. We've seen them. We know what they are. And we got no arguments with it. That's the Bible. Now, what's offensive about any of that? Nothing. not nothing. It's all true. It's all scripture. It's all laid out right there, and we understand it. Very simple. Nothing confusing at all. Now, let me read you some more scripture, and we're going to go ahead and close this second class out of the 10 Gospels that the Bible talks about. Did you know this stuff? I didn't know this stuff, but now we do. Now we do. When we're talking about gospel, what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about good, glad tidings, good news. About what? About 10 different gospels, 10 different things. 10 different things. Okay? All right, but it's the gospel. It's good news. Good news. Okay, so here we go. Galatians chapter 2, verse 7, I just read to you just a minute ago, but let me read it again. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 7, but contrarywise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, that's Paul talking, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, so there's the difference, two different titles of gospels to two different people, the Jews and the Gentiles, but the same gospel. All right, here's Acts chapter 15, verse 2. It says, when therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and arguing with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And that was what I explained to you a minute ago about the Jews trying to put the law back on the Gentiles. The Gentiles got saved and they were saying, you gotta do this and you gotta do this and you gotta do this. And they were saying, do we have to do this? And they said, well, let's have a big meeting and go up to the apostles and clear this thing up and nail it down, see what it's really going to be. And they did. That was in Acts chapter 15 when they had that meeting and they came up. They came up with what the answers was, and that's what we go by today. All right, Romans chapter 15, verse 16 said that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. The Gentiles got in. They got in. The Jews rejected the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, and it changed through the book of Acts, and all the apostles and everybody got together, and Paul showed them what the mystery was and explained it to them. They all started figuring out what Jesus' will was and what Jesus said is going to be, and they started preaching that, and that's what's going on today. And that's what's written in your Holy Bible, in your Holy Bible. All right, and that's what the Pauline epistles talks about, is all the New Testament, the New Gospel, the Gospel of the grace of God. All right, and then we have Galatians 2:9, and when James, Cephas, which is Peter and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, which... That's what we are. We're heathen. And I'm glad I'm a heathen because I'm saved now. But if you're not a Jew, you're a heathen. If you're born again, you're in the bride of Christ and you're a son of God. And whether you're not a Jew or a Gentile in the bride of Christ, you are a son of God. You're a saint. Okay? All right. During this dispensation. All right. But whenever the Lord comes and gets us at the rapture, things are going to change. Things are going to change, and the Bible teaches that too, and we'll get into that on some other studies. And you should be sure to get into that, because it's good stuff. Good stuff. All right, and finally, the last scripture we're going to read today is the same one we read that during this dispensation, having to do with what is the gospel, the good news, having to do with what is valid today for us, right now, in this dispensation, is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. It is the message that Jesus taught Paul to preach, and they had the meeting about and established what the gospel was and what it was going to be and what was approved before God as far as God's will in this age of what the gospel and how people get saved and how people get the grace of God upon them and get to go to heaven. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That's it. That's it. No riding a donkey around the church backwards 14 times and saying the 35 amens and Hail Marys and putting fish hooks in your skin and dragging stones around and riding elephants and all that sort of business. And none of that. No works. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's all grace. And it's grace through what? Through the Pauline gospel of the grace of God, which is Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to Scriptures. Amen? Good stuff. Amen. All right. So how many gospels are there? Well, there's 10. There's 10. What is gospel? Well, gospel is good news. It's joyful message. It's glad and joyful tidings that God has given to man and offering to man. So what are the gospels? Gospels 1 through 4, Matthew, the gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Gospel number 5 is the gospel of the kingdom. Gospel number 6 is the Apostle Paul preached, which we're under right now, which we have the privilege of being part of. The gospel of the grace of God, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Gospel number 7 is the entire body of sound doctrine, which the Apostle Paul committed to the church, which is us. All the new truths about grace, the entire body of sound doctrine, everything we need to know in the Pauline epistles teaches us about this gospel, which Paul called my gospel. All right. And then gospel number 8 was the gospel of the children of Israel, which was called the good news that God was going to give them the land by military conquest, but they messed that up. So it's got to come at a later date, at a later date. All right. And gospel number 9 is the gospel that Jesus preached, remember, to the Old Testament saints in paradise, that they're no longer under the commands and under commandments, and they died the way that they died, and they died in righteousness, so they went to paradise. But now Christ died, he shed his blood and resurrected, and if they believe that, then it was that Christ took away the sins that the Old Testament sacrifices could not take away. Gospel number 9. And gospel number 10 is at the end of the tribulation that the angel preaches to the earth and to all people, nations, and kindreds of the everlasting gospel that God will save any Gentile who will worship him as creator, as creator. Amen, amen, amen. All right, good stuff. It's been a little over an hour, but I think we got quite a bit of stuff in, and thankful for it. And I hope that you're not confused. There's no reason to be confused. It's all simple. It's just as simple as can be, isn't it? And it's what God's Word says, the simplicity of Christ. A lot of people out there, there's a lot of preachers that don't know this stuff. But that's okay. That's why we get in the book and we find this stuff out. So the gospel, the second letter G in the ABCs of Christian Growth, study number 7A, and there it is. Let me give you the scriptures for today, and we'll close out this study, and that'll be it for today, okay? You ready? Got your pencils? And here's the scriptures. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 was our first one. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44 through 45. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. Romans chapter 2, verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. Numbers chapter 14, verse 6 through 9. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 and 7. Galatians chapter 2, verse 7. Acts chapter 15, verse 2. Romans chapter 15, verse 16. Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. And then we have 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4 again. Galatians chapter 2, verse 7. Acts chapter 15, verse 2. Romans chapter 15, verse 16. Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. And the last one for today is again 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. You're going to find as you go down through them scriptures, I gave them to you in succession as we went. I gave them to you in order as we went down through our study of the 10 different Gospels. Everything is in line. Everything is just right with each other going down through there. And you'll notice as you go down through there, I think 1 Corinthians, the Gospel of the Grace of God, is mentioned three or four times in there, which it should be. Which it should be, because that's what we have today that our wonderful, wonderful Lord has done for us. That is the gospel. When somebody asks you what the gospel is, you go to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, and you read that to them, and that is the nutshell. That's the whole thing. The whole thing. Okay? But that's why we're talking about right here, right now, in the age that we're living. You get into tribulation, things change. You get into the millennium, things change. Okay? And you get in the Old Testament, things change. They were different. Okay? And, but not now. Not right now. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. Okay. All right, so we're going to stop right there, my brothers and sisters, and I praise the Lord for you, and I thank you so much. I really don't know what it means to me that, and to the Lord, especially the Lord, that you would take and discipline yourself to mind the Lord and study His Word. And I really enjoy studying with you, and I look forward to doing more. And the Lord bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful evening, and the Lord pay your bills and keep your health and just do everything for you. I love you with Christ's love. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. We'll start lesson number 3, and we'll come back, okay? All right. Talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.